What up, what up, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, 50 Miyagi, bringing you another episode of Ready, Set, Talk Nerdy to Me. It's that day before Turkey Day. Oh yeah, let's get into it, man. So I hope everybody been having a good week so far. I know I have. Starting a new job next Monday. I'm excited about it. Yeah, man, last day working at Walmart, man. So I'm gonna miss some of the people there. I'm not gonna miss the company though, but you know, it's what it is, man. Moving forward in life, you know, bless, seize those opportunities, man. You get an opportunity, you take it. Don't be afraid to grow. Don't be afraid to go out there and chase whatever you want to chase. Just don't be afraid, man. Be fearless. That's how you get through life, man. Being fearless, trust me. You get too comfortable, you don't move forward, and you handicap yourself in becoming successful and, you rob yourself of your full potential, you know. And basically what I mean by that is never doubt yourself. Believe that you can achieve anything in this world because it's endless possibilities. So, but you have to believe that. You know, if you don't, then you will be stuck in that same loop that be stuck in limbo. That's the word I'm looking for. You'll be stuck in limbo. So, I don't know, man. That's my advice for you guys today. So, let's kick into this news. So we got, man, we got gaming news. It's been kind of quiet this week, actually. I don't think nothing really came out. That's caught my eye. Let me see. Man, there's a lot of good gaming deals out there. So I bought my son a ton of Switch games already. Because he's been on the Switch more. So you guys didn't know GameStop is having a crazy sale on Switch games. Like Breath of the Wild is $25. That is cheap for that game. It's such a good game. Like it's been out for a long time and I haven't even beat it yet. Like, if you guys listen to the podcast, I get so behind on backlogs. It's ridiculous. Like, I just keep buying game after game after game, and I just like, oh, okay. I think it's, I don't know. There's no other way to say it. I just got a short attention span now when it comes to gaming. So, but, yeah, man. I bought Guardians of the Galaxy day before yesterday. So far, it's a good game. I like it. The guy at GameStop told me that it was gonna start off slow, but I don't feel like it did. So I don't know what's that about. I don't know, man. My definition of slow is probably different from his. Like, I don't think I ever bought a game that started off slow. Don't think so. So. It's Guardians of the Galaxy. Xbox controllers, they just went on sale this morning at Walmart for $49.99. Some of those include the Xbox 20th anniversary controller, which I didn't get. It went on sale probably like I want to say like 30-35 minutes ago. I didn't get it. That doesn't mean that it's not gonna be back in stock. It's just that my area I couldn't get a delivery, so it sucks, man. It really sucks. I can't find the Forza 5 controller I seen at GameStop the other day. That's the one I really want. I got a couple controllers that I don't even play with no more, so I don't know. I want it, but I still got Christmas shopping to do, man. You know, family, family members come first, so you know, man, if I don't get the controller, I just don't get it, you know. I don't know. I might. Who knows? I got money and savings, so who knows? What else is on sale? I don't know, man. Just check that. Oh, Game Pass Ultimate is on sale right now. 3 months, $24.99. Various retailers, that kind of thing. I know I've seen PlayStation Plus. That year is down to $40 again this year. I think I'm gonna buy another one for my son. You know. He plays his PlayStation too. Yeah, he'd be on Switch a lot. I don't know, man. Man, it's been quiet. Like a lot of stuff ain't been. I've been on Destiny a lot though, because I've been playing on this Titan class with this build. I don't know if you guys like really pay attention to builds, man. Builds for me make the game exciting. I know like people say, well, what's the in-game content? Trust and believe. There's not, for me, in-game content, yes. But for me, finding new exciting ways to play the game makes it fun for me. And I know that's kind of hard to believe for some people, but if I find a class boring, Destiny is boring for me. So I've been on my Titan class. Think I'm gonna go ahead and join that Crayon army, because man, I've seen some really nice builds for the Titan that I didn't get the same enjoyment while doing builds on my Warlock. So, and I don't even play on Hunter no more, because I hate that squishy ass class, you know the way to say it. But I don't know, man. That's what I've been doing. I've just been chilling. So I got like a south. Let me see. What's today? Wednesday. So yeah, I actually had like a 6 day break before the new job. So I'm just chilling, relaxing. Me and my wife, we started watching Wheel of Time. Oh man, that's a good ass show. Trust me. If you like Game of Thrones or Seeker or any of that like kind of like medieval fantasy type genre, guys, definitely check out Wheel of Time. It's on Amazon Prime. The first three episodes is up now, and after that, it airs every Friday on Amazon Prime. So man, it's really good. They got like magic. It's more like magic in there, and the enemies that's in there, like that's what the White Walker should have been. Like not walking all damn series, only had a couple of battles, and boom, that's it. Like these monsters that they face went on a damn savage massacre the first episode, and I was just like, holy shit, what is going on, bro? Like, man, they just killing everybody, dude. So that's good, man. Definitely check out their Wheels of Time. But yeah, let me see. Oh shoot, more Dragon Ball Z news came out this week, man. They talking about Vegeta, finally getting that strong push over Goku. So I follow the manga, but I really don't. So it's like, yeah, I trust me, anything that catches my eye, that's when I read it. But other than that, I don't really read manga like I used to, just because like I don't know, man. I'm like gaming, trying to watch anime and all that other stuff. So yes, Vegeta has this new Ultra Ego mode that's supposed to be like per power destruction, and the more he gets into the power, it's like he's that savage when we very first met him, when him and Nappa invaded the Earth. So he really taps into like his Saiyan Ruthless, and that's why I like Vegeta, because Vegeta has so much pride as a Saiyan, and he's shown so much growth in the series of Dragon Ball that that's why he's my favorite character. And I'm glad he's actually considered stronger than Goku. And people say, well, he's never gotten that shine, and that's why. Vegeta done got more shine than Goku. Just think about it. Like when he went, what is that, Super Saiyan Blue, Super, whatever the hell crazy name they did. I just call it Super Saiyan Blue Ultra. We'll call it that. And when he beat Toppa, man, that show right there, like this dude is a force to be reckoned with. Like it's coming, get ready for it. And he got more shine than that right there was more impressive than Ultra Instinct Goku. Yeah, Goku's dodging and stuff, but it's like we've seen it before. It's a new form. It's different. So blah 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 blah. So I think if it wasn't for Vegeta becoming strong in the series and keeping up with Goku, then Dragon Ball would just be whack. I'm sorry, Goku's not an entertaining character. Like he hasn't grown. It's just him showing, training, getting stronger. But as for Vegeta, his character development, he has a family, a son, a daughter. And I think it's like us. Like we want to be great, so we strive to be great. And Like, so even as I'm looking at this Vegeta statue on my desk, my Super Saiyan Blue light. I don't know, man. Vegeta is just awesome. There's no other way to put it. He's just, I don't know. He's one of the most badass characters. He's like in my top five of favorite anime characters. So, I don't know, man. It's just like a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I don't know. It's been a quiet week. Ain't really nothing jumped off. I did play some Halo this week with some friends. Halo was so much funner with friends. Like, ain't no other way to say it, man. Like, it's a fun game, but it's more fun with friends because you're laughing, you're trying to figure out, hey, what is internet? And we laughing like, bro, you got messed up. You know, like, damn, dude, he spit your damn wig back. You know, you talk shit to your friends when they get killed by an enemy and they do the same thing, or you get killed by an enemy, and it just makes the game more fun. And I just think that's any game. But oh man, I got new friends to game with. I miss some of the old ones, but because of some of the people and company keep around, I just cut them people off, dude. Like, I don't keep that type of energy. Like, I got one person who's has just been showing back on Xbox. I wanted to send my message by linking up, but because of the company they keep, I don't even want that energy around me, man. Like, that's just me. Like, I don't care how they look at it. It's just like, you want to keep that person around? Boom, you can. That's your circle. But my circle, it's all about that namaste, man. That Zen, keeping that energy flowing, man. Keeping that energy positive. So, that's me. Big stretch. It's still early, well, man. It's not even 9 a.m. So, I don't know. That's what I've been doing. I've been chilling on my Xbox. I've been jumping from game to game. So games in my rotation is Guardians of the Galaxy, Shin Megami Tensei 5, which finally came in the mail, by the way. Of course, I got that Steelbook edition on my site. It looks nice. And Destiny 2. That's the rotation. So I did get Neo, The World Started With You. Well, the world ends with you, sorry. But I'm gonna wait to start on that one. So I got so many JRPGs. Oh, then I got my Tales of Arise I've been dipping into. So trust me, man, I got a long list of games to get through. Like, I really don't need to be buying anything else, honestly. Only thing I really need to buy at this point is just Ultimate Passes, game, like my Game Pass. That's it. That's the excuse me, just to get this end of the month. So I don't know. I may actually buy those after doing this. Let's see. I may buy one, just buy one. But I don't know, man. Pokemon came out too. The Pearl and Diamond remakes. I heard those is pretty good. I heard there's been a lot of glitches and bugs though. So I was gonna buy my son that, but I don't know. He sticks with Pokemon for like couple of days and he's over it. So he gets the same when he sees like Pikachu, but I don't know if he'll really like stick comfortable with the game versus something like Mario Kart or any other Mario game. So like, he likes playing Smash Brothers. He plays Smash faithfully. I always put on the easy difficulty so he can get used to it in the fighting. So he's doing really good, so I may bump it up for him, bump the difficulty up and see how he does. But I don't know, man. Ain't nothing really jump off this week. Spider-Man. So going back on last episode, we talked about the new Spider-Man trailer. So now all of a sudden on TikTok, claim that it's not edited. It's a video of Tobey Maguire reaching for Zendaya's MJ character, and I'm just calling complete bullshit on that. I'm sorry, like, I don't think that's real footage. Like, I don't even want to see nothing else about Spider-Man until December 17th. No more, hopefully. Hopefully no more trailers. There shouldn't be no more trailers, because when you think about it, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. December 1st is next week. So we shouldn't get another trailer between here and the release date. Marvel, don't push this movie back. We a couple of weeks out for it, so that's all I'm gonna say about that. I'm gonna take my two boys to go see it, me and the wife, and we're gonna enjoy ourselves. So looking forward to that. But I don't know, man. That's about it, man. It's nothing. Ain't nothing really came out. It's been a quiet week. It's been a quiet week. Anime just been quiet. I did start at Space Cowboy. Oh, not Space Cowboy. Ugh. Cowboy Bebop. And for me, I've seen the anime. I love the I like the anime. I don't love it because I don't see it. It's a good anime, you know. As far as like my taste is just like, oh, like, oh, I gotta watch it again. Like, it don't speak to me like that. But nevertheless, it is a good anime. I do like Spike. Spike is a good character. And I think the Netflix live adaptation of it is really good. I mean, sure they changed the story up a couple of episodes in, but man, nothing major, man. It's nothing to be like how some people are like, oh gosh, it's terrible. I want to throw up. Like, oh, I can go die now. Like, dude, it's not that serious. Stop being dramatic. The show is not bad. It's not great, but it's good. They did a good job for what they had. It's decent. So I love it for what it's worth. I think they did a good job. Jon Cho is killing it as Spike. What's the guy named Mustafa? He's killing it as Jet Black. Like, I like everybody. The casting to me, they did a good casting choice. So they did really good, man. I think the only thing I don't like is Vicious. I don't like his portrayal. That's the only thing that I have to complain about. I don't think they chose the right actor for it. I think they should have chose somebody that looks more menacing. When I see Vicious, he's just this comedy. Ain't no other way to say it. Like, I can't take that guy seriously as being a hardcore villain. So maybe it's just because I done seen him in more goofy roles too. So I don't know, but it's my only thing, man. They should have did a better casting on Vicious. But other than that, man, that's about it, man. Hope everybody has a safe Thanksgiving. You guys stay peaceful. Meditate out there. Whatever you do, just be peaceful, man. Y'all light some candles, man. Bath and Body Works, they got a sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free. I went in there yesterday, got me some candles and some other stuff. So, man, I got a stress relief. I love this candle, man. It smells nice. Got that positive energy going on around me. It's cold as hell in his office though, but I'm peaceful. I'm at peace. So, but yeah, man, that's about it, man. Y'all keep gaming. Check out that show Wheel of Time. It's good if you like Game of Thrones. If you're skeptical about this, Cowboy Bebop, trust me, watch it. You'll love it. It's pretty cool. And yeah, man, check out them gaming sales, man. I'll see y'all in the next episode. Peace.